Well, good morning, junior soldiers and others. Buenos dias. Hola. Mi nombre es... That's all I knew in Spanish. That's it. That's it done. Now, I'm talking to the junior soldiers today about being a helper, because that's kind of our theme. And you've already heard some really good stuff on that. I'm wondering, though, who would label themselves as a good helper? Who could put their hand up and say they're pretty sure they're a good helper? A few of you? What about the grown-ups? Who's a good helper? Who's a good helper? All right, hands down. Got a lot of good helpers in the room. So what do good helpers do? What do good helpers do? Good helpers help. Thank you. Thank you. I knew this was going to be a live crowd. Now, when I was a little boy, I have to be honest, I had an older brother who was just a year older than me, and lots of the time, apparently when we were little, we were naughty. And my mother's reminded me of that on many, many, many occasions. But one day, when I was about five, I was feeling helpful. And I went to Mum, and I can remember this. This is one of my earliest childhood memories. I went to Mum and I said, something like that. I said, Mum, I want to help you. And looking back years later, I think she didn't need my help. So she said, well, why don't you go away and make yourself a helper's hat? So I did. And this is what I did. I remember this. I went and got an alfoil tray, just like this, and I wrote on a piece of paper, I wrote, Mum's helper. And I put some string through my hat, and I came back to Mum. Came back to Mum and I said, Mum, I've made a helper's hat. Now, I never thought my mother had a sense of humour, but she must have. Because you know what she did? She said, I think you should go to the shops for me. So these were different times. So when I was little, it was in the 60s, right? So this is about 1965. And Mum said to me, I think you should go up to the shop on the corner of our street and I think you should buy some bread. So Mum gave me a shilling, all right? Mum gave me a shilling and sent me up to the shop. And I remember going to the shop. I remember coming back to Mum and saying, Mum, it was great. Everybody was smiling at me. Why do you think everybody was smiling at me? Because I had my mum's helper's hat on. So what does this word mean? I'm going to take this off because I'm worried that you won't take me seriously. I'll just brush the quiche Lorraine from my head. All right. So you guys have been talking today about being a helper and what it means to be a helper. And in fact, Jesus has been talking to his disciples. That's what our Bible reading from John was about. And he says, I'm going to send a helper to you. Because he knew that the disciples, his followers, might be worried. And Jesus says, because you love me and because you want to obey with me, I'm going to be with you. And I need you to obey me. And I wonder if that's the hard part of this whole deal. Has anybody got any of our junior soldiers? No. Who's got anybody in their family, a cousin or someone who's gone for their license to get their L's? Do you know anybody, any cousins or siblings who've gone for their L's? What do you have to do first? What's the first thing you have to do when you're going to go for your L's? Does anybody know? What do you have to do? You have to take the test, don't you? And you have to what do you have to do to take the test? You have to know the rules, don't you? You have to learn all the road rules. And you go and you take this multiple choice test and you have to get a certain percentage right before they'll let you on the road. The test is not enough. All right? The test is not enough. I could tell you when I first took Montana for a drive in the car, and she passed her test and she got her L's, and we were, it was only about 800 metres from the Chatswood RTA back to our place. I thought, how much could go wrong in 800 metres? And Montana's got an older sister. And when I went driving with Montana's older sister, we came to our first roundabout, and I said, Isabel, you need to turn the wheel. And so she turned it a little bit. I said, Isabel, you need to turn the wheel more. Turn. I said, darling, if you don't turn it, no one else will, you see? So I wasn't going to have this problem with Isabel, with Montana, my second child. So I said, Montana, I want you to turn the wheel hard. And she did. And we did a U-turn and ended up in someone's front yard. So sometimes the rules aren't enough. Sometimes we need help. Now, the rules are helpful. Now, in your junior soldier's promise, there's kind of rules, isn't there? There's some things that you say in your that you will love God and you'll be kind in thought, word and deed. Are those words still in there? All right? So they're kind of the rules. And you promise that there's things you won't do, isn't it? You promise that you won't... What? All right. All those things that you won't do. All right. All those things that would harm you, you say. And they're kind of your rules. But the whole thing about being a follower of Jesus is it's not just following a set of rules. It's not what it's like. Jesus sends a helper, someone who will help us on this task of actually following him and being a Christian. So you might ask, how does the Holy Spirit, how does this helper help me? Well, here's what happens. As we love God more and more and obey him more and more, we become more in tune with his Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit works in us more and more. It's a bit like dancing. All right? I would like to dance for you, but that wouldn't be helpful. But I believe that if you practice dancing with a partner, you get better and better at it. Is that true? If you dance with your friends, you learn the moves and you know what each other moves like and you can follow each other really easily. That's kind of what happens with the Holy Spirit. The more we dance with the Holy Spirit, the more we pray, the more we open our hearts to God, the Holy Spirit helps us. Now, here's the thing. We can refuse to dance. We can refuse to dance. We can refuse to participate in the dance steps. And that's possible. And when that happens, we might not hear the Spirit. We might not feel the Spirit. We might not hear the voice that's prompting us to do the right thing. So it matters that we listen to God and we continue to obey him so he can help us more and more. But here's the thing. It's not just from the outside. It's not just from the outside. It's not the same as a teacher's aide or your teacher at school when you're struggling with maths and you say, I can't do this, and you put your hand up and the teacher comes and helps you. All right, they're outside you. It's not even the same as our conscience, a voice that says you must do the right thing, that's the wrong thing, here's the right thing, you must do it. It's something more than that. It's actually God himself inside us, in our hearts. And I think this is the hardest bit to understand about the whole Christian deal. Honestly, and I say this to the adults as well, this is the hardest thing to understand about the whole Christian deal. And the only way I can understand it is this, and it's got to do with love. See, God loves you, each one of you, and he knows you, and he knows your hearts. And he's put that love inside you. And you can feel his love for you. You see, when I was little, back in the alfoil hat days, when I was little, I knew my mum loved me. And her love mattered to me. I could feel it. All right, I could feel her love in my heart, and that prompted me and guided me in the things that I did, sometimes in the things I ignored. As I said, I wasn't always a good boy. But my mum's love helped me to be a helper. That's the very reason I went and got my alfoil hat in the first place. See, because my dad had died when I was little, and mum was a single parent, and I knew how much she loved me, and I knew how much she meant to me. And I could feel that love in me, prompting me to be her helper, to be her helper on that day. And in that same way, God is in our hearts, helping us God is in our hearts helping us to be good and kind and loving, helping us to be generous and prayerful, and yes, clean in thought, word and deed. Now, in a few weeks, we've got one of our generals coming here, but another general, one of my favourite generals, was a guy called John Gowans, and he wrote lots of songs. And one of the songs he wrote was a song that says, "To be like Jesus." And from the time I was a young adult, we've sung this song in the Salvation Army lots and lots of times. And the reason we've sung it is because we know it describes something very, very true. His spirit helping me, like him I'll be, the song says. His spirit helping me, like him I'll be. The Holy Spirit is our helper. The Holy Spirit is with you. The Holy Spirit is God's love in you. Your helper is not someone next to you, a little boy in an alfoil hat. Your helper is much more powerful. Your helper is the Spirit of God. And here's the thing. Sometimes you and I will make mistakes. Sometimes we will get things wrong. We will do the wrong thing. The helper does not leave us. It is true that we can close off our hearts to the helper, and we may hear the Holy Spirit, may hear God less. But the Holy Spirit does not leave us. Sometimes we'll make mistakes. Sometimes we'll do the things that we know Jesus wants us to. That's okay, because in the end, the Spirit won't leave us. Jesus said he'd send the Spirit to help us because he knew we'd need help. That's why the Spirit's there. Because Jesus knows that sometimes we'll make mistakes. We'll get it wrong. We'll do the wrong thing. We'll stuff up. But God is with us nonetheless. The Holy Spirit is your helper. The Holy Spirit is your helper always. For lots of you junior soldiers, life's going to get more complex. In the next few years, you're going to start high school. Some of you start next year. New friends, new challenges, new tests for you, bigger schools, new teachers. You don't have one classroom anymore. You're moving around the school. Everything's going to change. One thing that will not change is the Holy Spirit is with you, and he will help you always. Let me share a prayer. Holy and loving God, I thank you for each one of our young people. I thank you especially for our junior soldiers today, and I thank you for the promises they've made. I thank you for the way they've led us so beautifully in worship and the meaningful words that they've spoken to us about their experience of you. And I ask, Holy God, that your presence will remain with them. May they be alive to you in their hearts. May they sense you with them. May you bless them and keep them. I pray this prayer believing you are the God who answers our prayers. Amen.